Question, just ask what, if you have. Okay, so
We have been talking about the four close placements of mindfulness. Yeah. So the object of close placement of mindfulness is something that is understood or known by wisdom. And that object, which is known by the wisdom, is then held closely by the mental factor of mindfulness. As such, you have a close placement of mindfulness. And in order to be mindful of something, or in order to remember or to recollect something, you first must already know that object that you're going to remember, that you're going to recollect, that you're going to be mindful of, without which you can't be mindful. Yeah. So as such, they say mindfulness is a mind that is brings to mind, is a mental factor that brings to mind an object, a valid object that one has already ascertained, well, that one already knows. Yeah.
어떻게 제사다 고 가수하랬다 따뜻했다 고 따뜻다 지친다 가수하랬다 변했다 이 가시 록샹아 삼수단다 변해 대만이 시작합니다 가수하랬다 가수하랬 변하 단다 두안에 안티디시 송두하 변하 류 대만이 시작 수두가라 도다이 가수하랬다 류 미사원 과메게 남시 송구야래 봐. 아니 라파르도 아니 르 미사와이바 르 미타바이바 어때데 아니 지금에 통네 아니 조조다 르라 미기 차바 똑답스마 조조다 라프트 중앙에 숨비하래 두아 갑라트레
so the close placement of mindfulness of the body is also taught in the vinaya the code of ethical code of conduct yeah And of course, in that context, that was taught primarily for the ordained, yeah, in that one recollects and places one's attention on the impurity of the body, how the body is impure, and how the body is filthy, yeah, and how the body is impermanent as well.
Yeah? 다 가르서 다 돈을 와 이때 이제 숨샤 빼놨다 가르서 와래 류디 미탁바래스 다 돈다 이 류디 직별하시 류세디 아니 류도 내시 말해스 아니 류도 미네바 아니 탈 아니 식다 치세 아니 샤과야시 어때 아니 식다 곰과야 남샤 다 도시만하네 숨구여래
In Sutra, the body is said to be, it's explained as something that undergoes disintegration. Body is something that will not abide for a long time, and the body is something that we will have to leave behind one day. So this is how it is mentioned in the sutra, something that we should think about.
Yeah. 기대의 병원에 수지 동화 신국이어래 덕시반나신 아니 시럽기다 시럽기 뚝기다 시국이어래 내수 기대의 바디 고 모인의 수의 바디 다 시럽기 시국이어래 시에시에 다 윤두다 참바된 과시다 먼저 참바칸대지 주바이나 다 고 진시된시다 참바된시다 독신 조과해
So the body having the nature of disintegrating momentarily, the body not abiding for a long time, and the body is something that we have to leave behind one day. This is just a reality. This is the nature of the body, this is the reality. Yeah. And this reality, we first understand this reality through wisdom. And once this reality is understood by wisdom, then one holds this reality, the object, this fact, as an object of our memory, as an object of our recollection, as an object of mindfulness, and keep it in the mind, and without losing a recollection of it, as we go about our lives, it doesn't matter what we may be doing, but a part of the mind's always, attention's always placed on this fact that in this case the body being dead impermanent not lasting forever the body is something that we have to leave behind yeah
what indrisha ta tindeji ta ta yi ta sharap ki she ani chembe ani ji tak tu tu sin sum de ba chung ba na tu sin da chembe nya ar sha tu ba chung ba na ta da yi ta lu la te be ta ngo so ta de pa mang go shu sa ge yo ta da yi lu la ten che 류디 초야치도 담아 초알고 망부시다 류디 초야치도 초알고 망부시 기기하래 제당 초알고 진짜 옥토바 용기하래 딘데시다 고 링도 미네바 치외랑 신이다 딘데 삼토바이나 류디 초야치도 아니 초알고 망부시다 아니 딕바 망부 사야치도 옥토베 대점도 마세 아니 싶다 원내 링도 미네바래 치워라스도 갈 원에 싶다 더트비 류디라 류기 때문에 아니 지금 원에 싶다 버기 님불 렌트 왜지 원에 지금 피지야 보통 투별라 아니 문의 직법이다 드렸다 고 추시액이다 갈수하래 승구 시우지 아니 지금 융투베디 다 디딩네 용해설에 어떻게
We many people engage in wrong livelihoods, yeah. All kinds of wrong livelihoods, for the purpose of sustaining themselves, for the purpose of you know looking after their bodies, yeah. If we are able to understand the reality of the body through wisdom, with wisdom. If we see that it is by nature impermanent, something disintegrating momentarily, and it will die off one day. If we know that reality and you are able to place our attention on that, you know, place our mindfulness, not forgetting that fact, and as we go about doing whatever we do in life, yeah, that understanding and recollection and mindfulness of that, you know, in daily life would contribute to the abandonment of wrong livelihoods. Yeah? One would not engage in all wrong livelihoods to just to make a living. Yeah? And on top of that, if we know this reality well and able to remember it well all the time, then it gives a kind of strength, yeah, to the mind to want to make life meaningful, yeah, right. It gives and it's an impetus for us to want to use this life, use the body while we have it, use it to practice, engage in practice, yeah. For example, yeah.
What did the shop? That the days on Kosovo, Pagita, that the Ganashin, that the Degi Pagita, Ludi, Missavaran Shiba, Anishita, the Ring to Minerva, Anish Tamar Chidwe, that in the top of Tinshit in the Yobaina, that taking up Kosovo Pagi, Rang Anni, Majel Michel, Anni Tato Michel, that Tayum took me at it, they jingi, that Shella, Anish. 심지 신앙, 즉 대낭시, 욕본낭시신 신앙 구바치도 배시 그럼 오늘 보기 심지 신 수도관은 딱지 딱 정도 내가 지금 말했어 딱 뒤에 있겠네 딱 선도 때 약보시 콜도 보시면 보겠다 신앙 구바치지 아니 신기 신앙 편도치도 배 어떻게 되게 양지 님부 렌토 배 어떻게 숨겨야 돼
So if we recognize and remember continually that our bodies are impure, they are filthy, and they are impermanent, and there will come a time where we have to leave it behind, and there will come a time we have to die, then it gives impetus for us to be able to take essence from this life, yeah. And it helps also in counteracting whatever sense of because in knowing that you know, hey, you know, life is like that. You know, it sucks. Man. It's impermanent. You're gonna die one day anyway. You know, it helps a lot in not being jealous. I mean, like it helps in reducing any jealousy. Helps in counteracting any sense of an inflated sense of self. You know. Arrogance, pride. It helps then, because of that, then it also helps to view others, you know, in the same way in that they're not going to live long anyway. So, you know, yeah, so we also able to kind of regard them, well, in a positive light by not feeling arrogant or proud, you know, in relation to them, you know, and perhaps even be able to kasa. Regard ourselves like as lower than them, as they are, perhaps they are servants. You know, they are, in that sense, you know, they have the attitude, yeah.
Oh, Tendrisha. Dokshini, that Tondani, Tendrisha, that Rangi Lu Siddhi Dako, Tarishuana Shire Dako, Mitaber, Ring to Minaba, Tavishitwe, Tarmeva Chadwe, Tendrisha Mutan Dugala, Anishita, T tila tembe rangi longchu ani longchu la soba chapa meba yongay raba ta tondayi longchu dwenye chapa meba chit ta ani chi kasore ta longchu lu nyingbo lentuba yungtuku yore watindire.
And of course when we realize that, hey, we're not going to live forever, you know, our bodies are filthy, right? That's the nature, and it is impermanent, we're going to die one day. That helps also in not being attached to our possessions, right? Whatever we own in life. Right? And of course, when we don't have that kind of attachment to our possessions, then if we want to take essence and make our possessions meaningful, yeah, if we are able to make our possessions, having these possessions meaningful, be able to use them in a beneficial way. Yeah.
Oh, toshine. Tadagi tere ta kasone ta kasone ta ngazo ta luiti tere mita pare se shin shinku yote mashima pare shinku yote ina ya ta tempa nyasha mebe ta luila tempa nyawa shapa sete mebe kengi ta ngazo ta juen tamse tine yungaishi rawa anishik ta peche tinta tempa nyawa shapa sete katu ina ta tenshi tengwa yashi lui mita pare na shinba lui misa yara shinba la ta tenshi gyundu tengwa ya jeshi pare ta tenshi mati na ta jie duku yara shinba di jie pare rwa jie na ko tenshi yungu yaw pare.
Well, it's not that we don't know our impermanence. It's not that we don't know that our bodies are impermanent, that we have to die one day. It's not that we don't know. We know it, yeah. But the problem is not doesn't come from that. The problem comes from not recollecting it, you know, not putting it in the forefront of the mind, you know, and not, you know, putting our mindfulness on it. You know. Yeah, we know, but because we don't remember it mindfully, we don't. Then we forget, right? And of course, when we forget, you know, we forget that our lives are impermanent. We're gonna die soon. Blah blah blah. You know, then many problems arise in our life, yeah. Many problems, yeah.
Oh, to see that there, that means that she be picky, yeah, but that so so that she count to do that she she be the one she, but it be so much that, cause so that young now to temper she that some no complete thing way that they talk ne that means that gang a carry she be couple yeah that they be do young she the man any couple she, but gang a she be couple any she that. Karishore samjani uto ani tuma chiru to hajung to ta jun to tide sta kopte bai na kota luke ra shi tide is kola na sa yugre shigre jigre ko lebe tuzu jires yugu yara ne sam no korto bai sem na ta ka chon yi ma shi tanda shi bu yong ya tide re
ya so knowing this alone will not help you. Rather it is the putting it in the forefront of our mind, or the living it there without forgetting it. No, I mean it means to put our mindfulness on it and not forgetting it all the time. No? As much as we can, of course, we just have to get used to it. Right? It's a matter of familiarizing. Yeah. So then, if we do that, then that will help. Yeah. Otherwise, just knowing that we're gonna die, and then, you know, having that knowledge, intellectual knowledge that we're gonna die. And that, you know, this and that, you know, that knowledge alone doesn't really, it's not really useful, but rather it's the remembrance, you know, that is useful, you know. Otherwise, if we don't remember, then when things get difficult in life, you know, then some people, I guess, you know, we don't know what to do, you know, get at loss, you know, oh, what should we do, you know. For example, suddenly we might get sick, you know, have this sickness or that sickness, you know, and then, you know, then there's so much worry, you know. Don't know what to think, you know. But if we recognize the reality of the body, and more importantly, to remember it, right? You know, then we see, we know that, hey, this is life, you know. It just sucks, right? It's life, you know. We're bound to get sick, you know. Sooner or later, have to die. So if we bring to mind this fact, yeah, then I guess, then, you know, even having a sickness is will not worry so much. Right? Doesn't cause that much worry or yeah, difficulty. Yeah.
어때래 제자다 되겠다 맨날 줄어도 남쪽에 담보 신고야다 시라고 담보 시고야 세리다 시아바 세리티라고 뭐 내주니 뭐지 시아바지 시라고 쓰기하래 그 똑배 도닥지 아니지다 수혜지 시아바지 쓰기하 말해 맨날 시라고 쓰러가라 뭐 내주 가리 말이다 그 류미상이 말이 뭐 내주래 류미답이라시 말이 뭐 내주래 맨날 다티 시라고 시아바 세리티 뭐 내주 간대시오 말이 그 미상이네 미상한 시아바 아니지 미답이나 미답이나 시아바 어떻습니다. 근데 시아바들 다 시아로 쓴다. 또 숨구요래 어디로.
So before we can be place our mind, attention closely on, let's say the body being filthy and dirty and impermanent and so forth. First, we must recognize that fact, isn't it right? So that recognition, that understanding, is. What wisdom does, yeah? Wisdom is the mind that understands it, yeah? So wisdom is a mind that sees reality as it is, understands reality as it is, yeah? Wisdom is not a mind that goes around, like say, making things up, no? Right, you know? You kind of, the mind going and then we just, it's my mind that creates the fact that the body is dirty. Oh, it's my mind that creates the fact that the body is impermanent. It's not like that. That's not what wisdom. That's not wisdom. That is superimposition, yeah, we say. Yeah. So wisdom is the mind that sees reality as it is. So in this case, you know, seeing, it is wisdom that sees the body, the impure body as impure, just as it is impure. In this case, wisdom is seeing the impermanent body as impermanent, just as it is impermanent, yeah. So that is what wisdom is, yeah, in general, yeah, in this case, yeah.
Oh, tuksini, tanda lai tingko penata, tanda dua nongla tinda sungsha penata, rangki lu sudu kala, lu sudu naza nangshin tayasi. Naza nangshin, ta lu sedi naza nangshin res, naza res, lu sedi naza res seshita. Tinda ikista sambo tangda sungda hata, sozo 내가 count 되나 아니 때나 독시 아니 루 남남 추진에 딘데 대시 아니 지금 선보다야 숨어도 왔다 두에 나가 아니 지금 랑기 류디 내 갈소래 내래 스타토다 류디 내래 소티디 선보다 하시다
So in the Vinaya it is explained that one should let's say sit you know in the sevenfold Vairochana posture and then regard, you know, first, for example, look at the body, regard the body as a sickness.
Right. Right.
So to look at the body like a sickness, you know, like a disease, look at it like that.
When
we sit down and let's say in this case when we engage in a close placement of mindfulness of the body, we are looking at our own body primarily. It's not so much looking at other people's body and but it's rather focusing on our body and viewing it like a disease, a sickness, yeah. As we have discussed before, yeah, the entity, the nature of this body is suffering, yeah. That is its basic nature, yeah. It is suffering, and because of that nature, no, it is the body is like a disease, yeah, like a disease.
Otoshini, that dinema, that tanda, bena ta luis tu ten sinakoro. 된다고래. 된. 라. 된. 된스마다. 나나다. 견스 나자요나신. 빨리 나자디 견체다. 도도도 차대중도. 된스마. 다 독신이. 다 탄다 류세디. 다 나자지요하신. 나자지 견체지다. 그 샤도도 된스 깨기로 와. 도도시. 다 된나신. 된다고래스. 독신이다. 공자야. 된다 손도가다.
Yeah, so it is explained that we should view the body as like a disease, like a sickness, very much like how, you know, when we have a disease, you know, let's say some sort of cancer or whatnot, then tumors appear, you know, yeah, on the body, right? And some of the tumors, they grow really big, right?
어떻게 다 돈다이 틀에 돈다이 뉴스에 돈다이 틀에 닦고 로 가서 간 나 돈다이 선물 틀에 고 내라 때는 중대 밑진 다 시아도 도시 차대시 다 돈도 리다 대대 시작이래 로 갔다 틀
Yeah, so like in the form, like how from a with the sickness as a condition, right? And then bodily growth arises, right? Like a big tumor and so forth, yeah?
어떡시네. 다 딘데 아니 식다 네디 딘데 체인도 가라. 아니 다 돈다 덴 덴다 보세데 가르스나 돈다 티 텔라데네 다 슈지 나자 타고 땅용하지. 그 어떻게 저자 덴다 보세데 텔라데네 다 네수 슈크 타고 땅용하지.
Yeah, so the body, you know, view the body like a disease, so like a tumor in that the tumor here, it's like kind of analogous of the pain, isn't it? Because what do we get when then due to certain sickness we have bodily growth, a tumor, right? The tumor causes pain, isn't it? Right? Causes pain, right?
What did the sum look like? Ataganashi and Chun. That do you say the Chun or Chunja? Chunja sir, I didn't sum look like. Don't die in that? 천재의 토지시나 남성 동학기인 거래 다가 남신을 하기 류디 토지시나 꽃 동학기인 거지 천재 남신을 해서 어떤데 송도 다
Okay, so there's the viewing of the body as a disease, like a disease, no? Like a sickness. Then there's also the viewing of the body like a weapon. You know, if there's a weapon, you know, like those that are sharp pointed, for example, if you touch it, you know, it's painful, yeah? Right? If you touch it, it's painful. So the body is like that, you know? Just have to poke the body in.
어떻게 다 아니 지금 독 나시래서 다 독다고 해서 류세대 독다고 해서 가르스나 다 류라다니 다 독디 세네 남사도 동안 영업하되 독디 세비 깬시지 갈래갈래 동안 담으시오 영업하시 더다이 다 류디 다 독다 독다고 해서 다 류라 때네 남시마도 동아지 다 중요한 그 요래 루디 독 독다고 해서 어떻게 손샤도
and one is also described that we can view the body as like poison, yeah? So certain poisons you take, you don't die immediately, right? I mean, it's slow reaction, right? But you eventually die. And in the process, you get pain, yeah? So the body is like that, you know? And no matter what you do, you know, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time we feel like manifest, you know, problem. You know? Matter of time, yeah.
어떻게 되네다 되잖아 또 미타바 다 루 미타바 섬나다 루 동아와 섬나다 루 동아 섬나다 루 다메 와 섬나다 어떻게 되게 되지 즉 숨샤 어떻게
Yeah, then there's also and of course an explanation of viewing the body as impermanent, as empty, as selfless. Yeah.
어떻게 되시네다 간다 두아 나라다 즉 가서를 보기 다 곰자다 되게 숨샤 이렇게 가서 다리 맞는 대신다. 다도 다들 다 숨쉬 어떤 대신다 소소지. 다 조조 다 티아티래. 이 숨과에 다 조조들래. 같이 나 보기. 조조 보기. 잡아도 알겠지도. 다 조조 이 룸이자에 다 신고매디. 다도 다 잡히니 뭐. 다 잡아 쉬지 뭐 쉬지 용해지라. 다 잡아도 알겠지도. 다 미자원 고마신다. 도시는 숨용하지. 어디 말해.
So this is how it is explained in the Vinaya. Yeah? And the purpose of these reflections and meditations on how the body is just crap, you know, dirty, filthy, that is a meditation to counteract, right, to oppose desire, to oppose attachment. Yeah? So these meditations are helpful for those who are very desirous, very strong attachment.
What do you say? That the 딱 지나나야 때 지금 막 멍부신 것도 갈 수 알아보기 갈 수 알아 뺀다 뺀다 류라 차에 누가 라 류지 가둬라 차체 아니시기야 아니 그래 랑기 차유 랑기 차유기 류지 가둬대라 때네 아니 자꾸 지인 거야 돼 다 뒤 님보랑 양 대대 송도 뺀다 류 뭐, 아따 시사도 가나, 딴 시사는 다 미, 뉴스 독수 유름부샤나, 니마 뒹기에 우버도 샤바이나고, 카도다 입당망, 유아조 대시, 디디발라, 뎀시 썸마빵다, 숭고도 그러와.
And, there are also other meditations that counteract a desire for attachment for body. Let's say, you know, when we might be attracted to another person's body for various reasons, right? It could be the, you know, the shape or the color or you know, something, you know.
The 입당, that don't know if you can see it. The 차에, 아니 지금 입 차에, 아니 렉샤 차에,
그렇죠?
딱 되게 남자 숨도 왔다.
Yeah, so we can be attracted, I guess, or for the person's the body's shape, color, or touch, yeah. So the meditations they are suggested to counteract this is to imagine the color or the shape or how the body would feel if you touch it. If it was, let's say, eight nine days into decomposition.
어떡하니? 다디 가서로 보겠다. 가서로 빼나다. 담부디 빼나. 류기 빼나. 가도로 잡아 세드나. 다디 님보로 숨고 매시 숨고도 빼나다. 차유 류기. 다 아니 보겠다. 남보로 모아서. 다 담부 독신이 신이 아니 지다. 이막 가시도도 공부 잘해시. 이건 배나 가도 어쨌든 줄지다 마치 가도도 있고요 말이야 또 뭐 보도 잘해야지 드네마 대시하나 빨리 가려야 되도 가나 아니 나잡아 나잡아서 나고라 인펙션
나 좀 봐
나 나잡아서 인펙션 차야도 와 유럽부샤는 공부샤 드네 가려가려니 인펙션 차기도
한 좀 보이나 봐
맞지 근데 뭐 하든 차기다 인펙션 차야도 디스마 드네마 가려야잖아 mental charge and marble shoe charge was chicken good out of impression hard to do and shall marble to the toy. That today, that remembered our sums in that of the Mumbutan, I mean, not passing the night capture the summer, Tine, not the passion to marble chair. Today, that go Rangi Chai looted the Puggy Nanshing, tell the number two machines in Tuxinta, Gomjabje, Puggy Castle, Luigi Castle, the Shabbat, Shabbat, or Tisoto.
Yeah, so people could be attracted to others' bodies because of the color or the shape or the touch. So let's say if people are attracted to somebody's body because of the color, then a suggested meditation is this. So imagine, you know, that person's your object of attachment's body's color changes in phases. Let's say, you know, when a person dies, right, you know, the corpse, if you leave it for a while, it turns, I don't know, we don't say all tan, but yeah, bluish, you know, it's literally bluish, you know, is that, you know? So imagine that happening to your objects of attachment's body. You know? Then the next phase, the next phase is imagining that boils occur on the person's body, such that you know you have pus, pus coming out, right? You know, and when that boil, then that's the second step. Then the third step is, you know, when the boils dry up, you know, or the pus is leaks out, you know, then what you have left at the end is just bare red skin, isn't it? Bare flesh, flesh. So you know, so you can imagine, you know, that happening. On your objects of attachments body. Let's say if you are attracted by the color. Yeah.
뚝순했다. 다 미두배 드시고 마셨다. 내게 터냈다. 남주다 가도로 차례도 두바 일하시기 하래. 다 내 선무가만 미두바 일하시세. 다 선무 땅바이나 두바 일하시아가지 똑고요 하래. 그러고 제사다 어찌 된 남샤식 송도.
The reason why we are attracted, to a person's body, whether it's color or whatever. Here when we are talking about color, because we find the color attractive, attractive, right? Basically, beautiful, attractive, right? So if we generate the, if we generate in place of that a recognition, an attitude of ugliness, if we impute this sense of ugliness onto that body, that will oppose any idea of the body as being attractive, isn't it? Right. That's how you oppose it.
Oh, 독신이 따뜻하니 어떻게 되네? 다시 종샤. 드네마 아니지 가서 류기 입라 잡았다. 류기 입라 잡이 님볼라 아니지 나빠 니고메 어디시 송샤. 다시 류기 입라 잡발라.
어, 넘버니로.
넘버니고메. 다 넘버니고메 때때. 다. 가르사. 넘버 서바 세시고도. 류 넘버 서바세 칼레 바샤도 가나 마르보샤티네 부잡셔다. 가르사레. 거기. 비 세시다 지고로다. 세시다. 거기. 때래 아니 칼레 칼레 소샤니 토드라시다. 누가 같은 부도 못 토드라시. 어디 되겠다. 넘버 서바다. 넘버 토로다. 세시다. 근데 미국 일하 체제, 미국에 두시에 꿈에 들리다 일하 차비 잡아도 해 어디 숨셔?
If we find somebody else's body attractive because of the shape, then we can meditate on two aspects to counteract that attachment. One is to imagine that that person's the body is eaten by maggots. Eaten by maggots, right? So literally that's what we call meditation on the aspect of eating. Then there's the aspect of I could say the breaking down, in that because when the body is eaten by maggots, after a while it breaks into different parts, isn't it? You don't have a whole, right? Parts are all, then the body breaks apart, and then the various parts are just dispersed, right? So that's the second aspect. So you could say the aspect of breaking down. Yeah. So these are the two aspects that counteract an attachment to the shape, of one's object of attachment. Yeah, it's the body. Yeah.
Oh, to sumsha. That dinner mata ta lugi rikshala. Ta lugi rikshala. Chabi nyambola. Ani ta buishikba. Buishikba seshto ta ti kandelako ina ta to dangita. Ani torde bate ani buishikba to dangita. Ta chik tine chaya ta. Ani chik takanashin samudangda chila tirisha. Ta rangi lyudi. Pajang mata shato to kanga ma seshe to dangi puki gyubata urgochibu lhaate bashi. Rwa. Karasura. Lyudi ta shato to kanga ta buy ma sate bashi. Tine mata. Pagitar. Tene samushita, tene matatuna, tijera, tene, duidiso, gyubata, kingrujikushita, moto shametebashi, gyubata, kingrujiku, yutebashi, tene gita, nambo samutanse, luki rishala se chapotoya, tisusha.
If if one is attached to a person's, to the touch of another's body, then, earlier on, there was a meditation on where the body is all eaten up and the body breaks into pieces, right? So even the body in broken down into various parts, imagine those individual parts are also eaten by maggots, bugs and so forth. So that's one. Then the other two is to meditate on the end result of after the maggot has eaten everything. So what you have left is just the skeleton, isn't it? Skeletons and perhaps I don't know, the, you know, some of the inner parts remaining, but pretty much eaten to the that point. You know? So that's the second meditation. Yeah.
Or tuxine. Tine mata kasana ta kabre anti tina lugi nya pata kute sta nyengur sta lula chiga nyengur chacha ta lugi nyengur chapala ta 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 rangi lugi re ta shingi lugi na re rangi lugi na ta nyengur chape nyembola ani si rona shingwame ru kuje jame akita shisa tu kuje jame tina shin sama tangche ta mitu mitu shi kumba asana tina sumsha.
And if the reason, if we are attached towards receiving let's say, you know, wanting for yourself or for others in this body to be served or honored or respected, you know, if the attachment is more to do with that, you know, then they say imagine the body like a corpse, you know. Yeah, because called silang, you know, it's just it's not moving, right? You know, there's no reaction, it's not moving, right?
Oh, then the sunsha. This jade la, to that day, that luigi kato the ibang, that kande la chapa ina, nyango kande chapa ina, that ane si that tamje ki nyambo kumela, that luigingru tohus, that luigingru sumese, ane kumya, otuksin luigingru sutese, mitunga kumya, tiki that tamje ki nyambo chitube, oh, then the sunsha.
If the meditation on viewing, you know, the body or everybody else's body like skeleton, you know, like walking skeletons or skeletons just sitting down or whatever, then that is able to act as an antidote, it is said, to those various forms that an attachment may take, you know, in relation to a body. Yeah. So just seeing like skeletons, you know, walking skeletons.
Oh, tidak. Tapi jod, tapi tuh dah ini, tapi tuh nanti dah. Tapi cakap muncul tuh yang kita sih barang. Di tamja muda yang kau cak, cakap cawan yang nampak sudah lagi. Ani cik kau kasihnya bukti tuh yang kunci nampak. Jod dah, nekap dah, kasihnya. Cakap muncul tuh resip, tapi tuh yang sih tu. Oh, tuh sih dah. Tapi di sumpah, roh tidak. Tapi tuh cakap tuh ada, tapi yang nampak macam apa? Cakap tuh tuh nampak ada.
These meditations can counteract manifest forms of desire and attachment. Yeah. So when desire attachment arises, right? When it's manifest, then so for the time being, yeah. These meditations are helpful in that they can reduce these sense of attachment or desire, or at least make it non-manifest, right? For the time being. But these meditations alone cannot stop attachment completely. In order to overcome attachment completely, we have there's only one way, and that is to realize selflessness.
What is this? So I haven't seen this thing, but I heard in Thailand that there are other traditions, you know, so they really go to this what called, they keep the body there. Then all the novice monk, they bring there to look the body, how body decay. You know? One day, second day, third day, after 5 days, what happened? The training is still happening. Huh? You want to go? I see that. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, reality of body is exactly like that, no different. Huh? So like that. I heard that, I don't know, it still exists there. I haven't seen, but then it's very, I mean, those who train your mind to reduce the attachment. So I think it's very, very helpful, you know, who do this meditation, who see. Now we only talk, really imagine, you know, we don't see. Huh? You do the same thing, then our body is disgusting. Huh? Nothing to be so much cherished, attached. No. So, Simon, so this was explained in the Vinaya. So, like that. What do you say? That's the name, Karsorayanchi. 다 본다 티레 다 티네다 류킹로 고메 세틀라야지 남샤카시 티티리 바카시 티야카 슈나 소소 섬모 당기나 펜도 메도 섬소 티레 섬소 당기 당에 예나 티레
so there are regards to the meditation on viewing the body as a skeleton, yeah. So there are different ways in which you can do it, yeah. As if you like, we'll talk about it now, and you can think about it also, yeah.
어떻게 했다더나 가서 알아보기. 잠깐만, 저 나왔는데 손도 왔다 가서 알아보기. 루킹으로 들었다, 떤다. 다 랑기 루디. 따또다 랑기 루이나레 차이기 루이나레 다 징루수바 드어딱체 따또다인 다 마바 일하체네 다 미토바코메 바레 알아봐
So in the Abhidhamma Kosha there is the explanation of viewing the body as a skeleton whether it's your body or somebody else's body basically a body that you are attached to whether it's your body or somebody else's body. So one visualizes, yeah. You actively think, in your mind you visualize, and imagine that the body is being a skeleton, the body that you attach to, yeah.
어떠신 다티 다 군베 리바송도 텐데 송샤 다 통마로 고민도 가라 랑기 양마 태봉 그제 다 태봉 그제 세마 다 저와네 다 바기타 돈다잉이 디데식이 내식라 돈다잉이다 바기타 바기 갈소라 다 맞춤 아니 부세 다 디데식이 바기타 루바디 통하시오시 다 담보 디데에 섬보 당시 그러봐 미국바 담보 고쪽도 디데에 숨샤 다 바기 아나 강배 태봉이 쨈 아나 민성이 태텔라다 바기 부세제다 바기 루바 까부이 틀링이 통투베 통하시오시 섬보 당시
루바스나 루거는 말아.
아
루바 루거 말아. 루바
루바스나 뭐
루거라.
어
루거라. 야, so the so either you visualize basically you visualize that imagine that certain parts of a body, you know, that maggots are eating it, no? So you can either visualize on the tip of your big thumb or at the point between
thumb 말해 깡박이 태봉 깡배 태봉
태봉 아니네 빅도 빅
태봉 양나다 민장 태 어떤 데시다
yeah so yeah your big toe yeah what do you call it big toe the big fat one
big toe
how do you call it you call it the big toe right Yeah. So your big toe, or your mid or the point, the mid brow, no? You imagine that it's eaten up by whatever. Like, doesn't matter that somebody is eating it, you know, maggots or whatever. No? Until the let's say the point where you can see the bone, you know.
That don't die, that tomatin, that today's the Thomas Simpson, that don't die, but Ruba Cabo, she that tongue devash, that today's father, Gonga Sung, that Ruba Cabo, that Chunjun, the tongue devash. That Tine, Anisita, Tinema Kale, Tuxinta, to the Caches, Tondai, that Tamjeta, Kale Cachesita, Sosueta, Du Tamjet, Tuxinaba Cachinta, Shadow Papa, the Mavasasita, Jim Richibusita, Tinisha Kale, Tuxinta. 세르 당시 루용소다 징루기로 와서 어떻게 신다?
야소
어떻습니까? 공자야 어디 숨셔?
Yeah, so this is how it's explained. You know, you start with a certain part of your body, like you know the edge of your big toe or the point, the mid brow. You know, maggots start to eat, you know, the flesh, you know, and then you start to the point where some bone is revealed, you know. Then from there you extend, you know. So imagine that the more and more bone is revealed, you know, as the body, as the flesh, you know, is eaten up by the maggots. Yeah. Then you imagine to the point whereby all the flesh is eaten, you know, And what's left is just the skeleton,
yeah? What did this mean? That did this mean? That lose the skin look of Tina and she so so ta? That carasola. That quay naked us, don't tire, that don't die, tire, tamsit that Jim Rura she to come in. Did not tell the chip on her shin she, that tamsit that Jim Rura she machida. Alvata, Casorata, so so to buggy.
Yeah, so then likewise, imagine that happening to everyone, you know? Like, happening to everyone, so everybody is just like a skeleton, you know? So it's like being like the whole environment, the world is filled with skeletons, yeah.
This samudaya yang kadai na tadi tadi susu ludi yang tak mang tu cinci ta susu ludi tak jingru sih dile ta ani susu nyakang di tamje orang tu di bah mang tu sih ta jingru hijabah dina bah thai je sebut ta bah jingru hijabah dina sih ta samudaya sih mendo samsan sih tu ati.
So I wonder, but I guess perhaps you know that the meditation here is that you start with yourself, right? But yet, after that, you know, you emanate, you know. So you imagine that, you know, your one skeleton becoming more and more till it fills up your, whatever you're staying, like your house, your room, whatever, then, you know, then goes out to the house and fills up the place, the country, and the world, you know. Not sure, but guess maybe like that, yeah.
Tai gets up to that to die, die, zombie yonzo, die, did they and the lion should do you, she, die, Jim Rutan, should do she, and ranging Carsore. Da ranging Luchipu de la Matin, Matusheta, the Luchipu tita, and he got the Jim Rul Samotanche, Tuxinita, make my tell a dense, and Gomjash. The Tambo Tambo Gomja, the Latambo was of this song shot.
Yeah, so yeah, so like you know, the like similar skeletons, you know, like yours, you know, then yeah, becoming more and more, filling up your room, and then the yeah, the place and the country, and then eventually the whole world, yeah, and then at the end, then after that, then you withdraw, yeah, then they all absorb into one another, finally, absorbing into your original skeleton, right. And then we place our attention on that, yeah, that one skeleton. Yeah. So this is prescribed for beginners, yeah.
For the beginner. That is in him, that dinema, Casone, Chita, Simbanibatilla, Tisunkudu, Taganashia, that go come to Chipare, Pagita, Taganashin, go to Chia, Ta, Taikasu, Yonsu of a Chapsia, Sudun, that Rangi Lu Yonzo membership, that Luchaga, that Luke Chesamdi, Chaga, Tia, Luchaga, that the King Rukomesita, Mipatita, Luce, Chagalta, Pagit King Rusu, Mesha.
Then the next stage of meditation, the essence is similar. The only difference is that after you have withdrawn all the skeletons back to the original body, the skeleton, right? Instead of viewing the entire body, the skeleton, that original skeleton becomes like half its size.
Yeah. Toxi, that dinema, chita, dinema, ribasumbatilla, and chita, go to a chipare, inaya, that make a turtle to cure, that make a turtle to say, rank it dewa, dewa sort, kapali, that kalamdi, toba, rank it toba, tesamata, that animipa desh, the tamjeba, tell to say kapali chipulas, that make a tela desh, that same sunhe, or the sunshine.
And then the third stage is again. You start off in the same way, and at the end, you withdraw all the skeletons back into your body. But then the difference between here and the third stage and the second stage is that instead of just focusing on half your body at the end of it, yeah, you focus on just your skull, because you dissolve all the skeletons, you know, out there back into the body, and what remains only is just the skull, yeah. So there's nothing else but your own skull, kind of that, and then just focus on that, yeah. Place our attention.
Oh, today so much. That today, ma, that can solve the problem. That today, charu tangsi ya, that can solve it. That gomja to gozoe chipaya mara. That chu tu dunne da, to da jawa dia, that ma chung sinje minzam ki tehi da pagi ruba. That tebong zam chila, that to da ribong. That minzam ki tehi da ruba tebong zam chila. That ko mekwa deche da can solve the problem. Semi.
Then the fourth stage is again similar. The only difference is that at the end you withdraw the skeletons back to your body, and what's left of your body is just that the bone, you know, at the area of the mid brow, you know. So you don't even have the skull, you know, just the bony part near, you know, here mid brows, and the size of about thumb, you know. So that's all that remains, yeah. So all the skeletons are drawn into that, and then we then place one's attention on that alone, yeah, at the end.
Oh, today she sung sha. Talk to me, da. Da ka zong shi wan na xian le. Da ma zong. Ka shuo le bo ge da. Zuo zuo ka zong shi wan na xian le. Jun jun liu ge la ya. Da sam zhe liu ge la. Da sim zhe jing du man ne. Da gong jia le ba zhe qi shuo di. だ、ルラチャベチャボスモドア。チャベニムシュ、ソンチェダ。ゾゾルダンテネソンドア。チュンチュダサンデイルカプラダ。アニパギタ。シェプチャブシュチンソンヤシ。テザンダ。マゾクセムドゥマトゥエ。ダチュチマトゥエ。アニトダイニゴムジャマトゥエ。ダタルトナ、チャベケンチチンゴ、チャサデア、ゾルラチャシンゴヤダゾ。ロチェダルラチャベチャパディドマトゥナ。アニカポインバレ。
So in chapter in Shantideva's engaging the Bodhisattva Deeds in chapter 8, right, of that text, it was explained that the main obstacle, the hindrance for developing concentration is attachment, right? And in particular, it was explained that attachment to the body is the main hindrance, isn't it? That's why there was so much emphasis on presenting all the antidotes, you know, to counteract attachment to the body. Yeah? So when we are not able to practice Dharma, not able to sit down and think about Dharma, not able to sit and meditate, yeah? Basically the main problem here is attachment, yeah? This attachment, yeah? In particular, you know, having a lot of attachment to the body. Yeah. So that's why there are all these antidotes. And if we fail to counteract, you know, attachment to the body, yeah, then real Dharma practice is pretty much, it's very difficult, it's not possible. Pure Dharma practice, real Dharma practice, real reflection, meditation, doesn't happen, yeah. So unless we work at counteracting the attachment, yeah.
Oh, today, today, I can solve it. But today, that go couple of us, you know, little chap, chap, said, she was you, got a couple of toy, or did a rang a little chap, and a single little chap, and then that he can't say, and it was a kind of a bush, you days. What did it? Today, that he knew put it up, Mogom, the couple.
Most of us, right, again, people find it difficult, right? A lot of difficulties because of attachment, right? Especially attachment to the body, whether it's your own body or somebody else's body. Yeah. So that is a difficult issue, yeah, challenging issue for everyone. Yeah. So unless, you know, we are able to counteract this kind of attachment, yeah, then it's just difficult. Everything is difficult.
Difficult. 아니 문에지 보겠다 가소래 다시를 뭐 레트바 세지다 가소래다 융투베시다
And if we are yeah so if we are able to place our attention on this the fact that our bodies are just crap the bodies in general yeah, whether your body or others' body it's just crap dirty filthy and impermanent and we will decay we will die one day you know then it's very helpful for the mind and only then we are able to with this mindfulness only then we are able to make our lives meaningful yeah? only then
어때래? 아니 최신에 티래. 다 최신에 야 맞아 가서 시원한 시래. 다 달주기 밀루 세대 밀루 세대 시오지 자신 보였으니 숨겨야래. 야 봐봐 신담이다. 다 변한다. 사이 룰에야 자신이 봐 가서 시원한 시래. 다 밀루 세대 양고 시오지 자신 보이면 남자지 숨겨야래. 야 봐봐.
You know, on one hand, in our human life of the human life of freedoms and endowments is, you know, we are told, right, how extraordinarily precious it is, right? And we have seen recently, right, it is more a human life of freedoms and endowments, human body of freedom and endowments is more worthwhile, more precious than even a God's, worldly God's. Life, right?
That 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 milieu, so the young 자신 못 찾아가래. 나, 내 자신 랑신이래. 기지 직시다. 동아의 랑신이 레드이나요. 등원의 자신 못해. 쓰는 순간에 milieu 뒤에 신다면의 자신 못 입어 순간도 와.
Yes, although the human body is dirty, filthy, is impermanent, you will decay. You know, one day you die. But it is also emphasized that a human life is very precious, yeah.
Yeah? Precious? Huh? Ta tonta tire do ko tsa chi bu yimba ti tonta ki tire ta ka so ta ta la mi na pa sa ma ko ba she re ta mi lu ti kien che se tonta ni te pa to me ko tup tup ya re ro ba che ti tu tu be 치매 전투에 타바다 참지기면 고방 루트에 따던데 미 루디기 댄신이 치기하는 것도 미 루디 면에 치도 위험하네. 와 자신 못 찾아 들어오던 미 루디 자신 못 입어.
Reason why our human life of freedoms and endowments is precious is because we did, you know, we can achieve many goals here, yeah? Goals of this life, goals of the happiness of future lives, including achievement of liberation. And enlightenment, yeah. So all these goals, you know, are achieved on the basis of a human life of freedoms and endowments, right? That's why it's precious, right? I mean, there's no reason why it is precious, in there, other than this, isn't it, right?
Oh, 다가서 시바나 신뢰, 다 미 루디 텐텔라 아니 톰 톱투에, 광엄 톱투에, 다 텐텐 남셔 숨도와.
Yeah,
so
we discussed earlier on in yeah that on the basis of this human life of freedom and endowments, yeah, what we have here, it is possible to newly achieve the paths of seeing. Paths of meditation is something that cannot be achieved even with a God's rebirth.
Today,
So, although this human life of freedom and endowments, yes, is dirty, is filthy, you know. This human body is filthy, is dirty, you know, is impermanent, no? But yet it is very precious. You can do many things with it. Yeah? So therefore, we have to make use of it, take care of it, and you make use it well, and not to let it go to waste. Yeah?
Oh, so I don't know, like in our hometown, right? the people keep all the cow dung. It's dirty, but they cherish so much. They keep that. Huh? Because why? They know it's useful. Huh? But they know it's dirty. Even, you know, when the cow poop, immediately people rush, put their hand there, and take to homeland. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah. Because they can use for the fertilizer. Also after they use, they make like a bread with the hand, then put in the what go on the wall, then dry up. After 1-2 months, cow dung is totally dry up. So then they use as a fire, you know, to cook, you know, the very, very powerful fire, you know, become that, they use as a, you know, to go cooking, you know. Then the food cooked on that is delicious.
So this human life of freedom and endowments is precious. Therefore, we have to take care of it. But we must know how to take care of it, right? Yeah. Otherwise, it is just taking care of something which is very filthy and dirty and scrap anyway. Yeah. If you don't know how, then it's just taking care of bag of filth. Yeah. So you know, if we lead a life, you know, motivated by, you know, attachment, desire, you know, and life is really difficult already, you know. But you know, because of falling desire attachment, we add on more, we just make it more difficult and more difficult when we fall attachment. You know. So that is the same like going out and collecting shit, you know. You know, huge amount of shit, and then you leave it in your room, you know, for you to smell. You know. Yeah, you know, because you don't know what to do with it, right? So you collect shit, and then you just put it there, and then when it's there, you smell, yeah? Because you don't know how to do, don't know what to do with it, right? So it's the same now.
Oh, to see, tanda yang buat ni, cakap tanda yang cik, tan penang lula, tan lula cakap cakap tu hari situ, tan dua ni waktu dia sini pagi tan, tan nampak mampu si tu sungsi, tanda ini tarung ada jengro komedi, waktu jengro komedi kita tanji yang buat situ ber.
So anyway, yeah, these are the various antidotes they are taught, yeah, for those people who are very desirous, yeah, to counteract their attachment, yeah. So depending on, you know, like those various meditations explained earlier to counteract attachment to various aspects of the body, right? But it is said that the meditation on the skeleton, right? The body as a skeleton, yeah, acts as an antidote to all the various aspects of attachment for the body, yeah. So if, you know, you find yourself very, you know, having a lot of desire or attachment, yeah, for a body, whether it's your body or somebody else's body, then this meditation, if done, is helpful, yeah, it's done, yeah.
Oh, toh sini tadi, dokudu mito ta so sha sim cha po shu chum shu je na ti de sta kom jam na ani shi ta kom jam che ta ani ti cha po chung do dokudu mito so so ta ta kom ba she she re sa ba mo ne ta na ta chung dokyo re 어디래 땅도나 이나다 숙취에 걸로 강에 신부 열에 고 제사다 디데 공부 시도나 편도 용해 어디래
Yeah, so you have to see for yourself whether it works or not. Right? You have to see, right? So when you experience strong desire attachment, then you think of this meditation. Then you see whether it works or not. Because the fact it is, it works, yeah. It is helpful. It does help to counteract any manifest desire attachment. But you have to try for yourself, yeah. And I mentioned in the previous, in the last class that about the close placement of mindfulness on our bodily conduct. Yeah, so the essence is that we have to check whether we are using our bodies to harm others or not, to hurt others or not. Right. So to continually to place mindfulness in that so that we don't use our bodies to harm others and to It's not that we don't know the information. We know the information, right? We studied this, isn't it? When I create non-virtue, with my body, speech and mind, there are these four effects, not ripening effect, this effect, that effect, those four effects, right? It comes about if we engage in any action that is harmful, that harms others, right? That hurts others with our body, speech and mind. If we do it, it's done, the damage is done, it's hurt, yeah. And there are these four results. Yeah? We know it, it's not that we don't know it. But whether we remember it or not, and whether we act on it or not, so the idea is to place a close placement of mindfulness, to remember that, so to stop ourselves from as much as possible, of course, to harm others. So when we are mindful of not hurting others physically and harming others verbally, and we also then, of course, we do not create the non-virtue, the negative karma of hurting or harming others. But there's also the added element of benefiting others, yeah? Especially if we act physically or verbally in a way that is beneficial to others. Yeah? So on top of the earlier benefit of not harming them, there's also the benefit of creating the merit, the virtue of benefiting others. Yeah?
Okay, so one thing is, this is make big difference for us, how you behave. So it's important. So I think one day I went to one shop to look for a shoe in Singapore. One of the shop. So the, I don't know, was helping there, this lady. So, so I tried the shoe. Of course then she didn't give me the shoe, socks. Can I have the socks? And then after she brought the sock, you know, how she bring the sock? She bring two socks, of course not the new one. Bring with two hands, you know, like that. Of course she's not Buddhist. She's Malay. No, she don't know me anything. Of course, not about respect of me, nothing. No, but how she keep the socks, you know, with two hands, bring together and put there. I mean, but some you go to shop, you know, they give with one hand, like that. You know. Yeah. I mean, it's our own experience. How you feel in your mind. You know, somebody give with two hands something to you, with respectfully. Of course, you feel happy. No? Somebody give you something without respect, maybe nothing to respect or not respect, but way of behave, you know. So like that. You know. So, immediately in your mind, not angry, but you, oh, then you have some kind of thought, this person is not so good, or then immediately project, you know, this person is arrogant, or what, you know, not nice, you know, then immediately create the unhappiness there. You know? So then, whatever communication, whatever you want to buy, you know, you won't buy, because it's unpleasant, you don't like it, oh, this is not good, so you don't buy. Go out. If the person do it respectfully, of course, you will buy the thing. So, both get the benefit. Yeah? The owner get the benefit, I get the benefit. Huh? So the person make you happy by just a small action. Yeah, so so that's what I'm telling. So, we as a Buddhist, so I think we need to do something, our action, not like hurting so much to people. You know, much as possible, we smile, respect. You know, don't be so much arrogant. You know, always be lowest as possible. And then, I mean, extremely, I mean, that really brings so much joy to others. I'm just giving a small example. You know. Then of course, if you do that, what the return come back? Of course. Immediately people will respect you back. They won't show you black person. Yeah. So it's extremely important for ourselves how we behave. You know, how you show your face to others. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect always, okay? I have a lot of difficulty myself also. I'm not perfect. Okay, but it's still important for everybody to try to do that. You know, try to talk to people, you smile to people, say hello to people. You know, when you see each other, not seeing each other like that, you know, like that. You know? So it's really just creating so much negative energy there. Idea is that, you know, just unhappy each other, so much negative energy created that. You know, so as we talk about that, life is not too long. Short, how long you can live? 1 year, 2 years, 1 month, 10 years. I mean, there's nobody can predict. So this is something we need to remind all the time. Yeah. So this, I think, is extremely important. So. To be mindfulness on your body, speech. You know, same time also, same thing also. How you speak to people. You know. I mean, way of your talk, I mean, can bring so much happiness, the joy for the person. But your same word, same speech, can bring so much painful suffering to other. So therefore, always be mindful how you communicate, how you talk to people. You know? So it's, it's really important. So I did mention long time ago when I was in Dharamsala, I think that one is 1986-7, I was in Dharamsala in Tushita for 2 months. I was there. So that then I was there doing memorizing some texts for 2 months. So in December or January, like, it's very cold there. So morning about 9:30, like the sunrise, just sunrise. So I just came out from the room, sit under garden there. Would get some heat from the sun to sit there. So that morning, group of people, there's one nun, I know her, this the Angmo nun, I know her. So she was came from below Dharamsala, coming with 5 or 6 people. She brings some group of people to Tushita. You know, I know her before, but I never talked to her before, but I know her. So then she came, I was outside the Gompa there. Then she asked me, where is Venerable Roger's room? So I said, of course I was just so cold, just came out sitting there. Then I said, I said, there's the room. But of course, I can see the room, you know, there's not so far, not behind. I don't mean anything, you know. I don't know how, but I said, room is just that room. Then she was so mad, upset, I don't know. She was so upset, angry with me, then she shouted at me, why don't you stand up and come and show me the room, you know? So of course, I'm so upset, angry. I didn't move at all. So I said, just in front of the window, that is the room, go there, I said. You know. So you know, I didn't move. After that, of course, yeah, you think deeply, of course. I mean, my own problem, of course. You know, if I stand, I show this the room. You know, come, this the room, I think. Solve all the problem. No, but I didn't do that. Then she was so upset. Then she tell for other nun, the prince nun, she tell this nun. Then this nun, then like when I go to his holiness teaching, when she see me, she just like that, you know, cannot, don't want to face each other, you know. Like, just go see, but this way, you know. Like, seeing ghosts in each other. Don't want to see like that. So that went almost 2 weeks, 3 weeks like that. Then she tell another man, oh, this monk is so arrogant. She told so many stories about me, so bad, this and that. Then after this nun, I know this nun, friends, I know her. She talked to me, no, why don't I go and apologize to her? You know, go and say sorry, you know, it will be okay like that. But I didn't go. That one day she organized dinner with her, 12 of us together. This nun organized, then we sit down, talk. Okay, then after that, okay. No more. No more problem. So, then after, she know I'm Kapan monk. Then she said, oh, last time we helped so much, oh, I did so much, I did this and that, and now on I'm not going to help Kapan. She said so much to me. So like that, she went to talk to Rinpoche and this and that, and anyway, become, actually it's very small, no, but it's become very big. After a while, okay, after 1 month or something, then we had dinner, this nun, another nun organized. So we didn't say sorry, this and that anyway, then we'll talk and afterwards, okay. So what I'm telling is that, of course, I because she walked down from downstairs, and of course she was tiring and cold, whatever she had. Then she don't know, so I just came out from the room for the sun. She don't know. You know, she asked me if I'm able to do this, you know, with the respectfully, I think there's no issue at all. So when you think about that, who really created the problem, then deeply myself, I start the problem, not she start. You know, so sometimes it's really important to recognize oneself. Sometimes I'm unhappy with this, that. But look deep down. If yourself is wonderful, if yourself did correctly, who dare to be upset? I think no one will be upset with you. No? I think so. Huh? If you smile, people will smile back. You are not smiling back, people only smiling back. Yeah. So therefore, we really need to think deeply. You know, but we always blame the other. You know, oh this person, so yourself is totally perfect. You know, I am perfect, I didn't do anything, you know, I'm so good. Why this person do this? Why person upset? Why this do? And reality is like that, but we never think that way. You know? We always think something problem from other side. You know? Oneself never think cause of the problem. So, that's what I'm talking about here. So, really important to be mindful how you speak, how you react. You know, so like that, then make huge difference for oneself. You know, that can bring so much happiness. I just say, you know, this is the example. Person give me the softwood like that. It's such a simple action, but that makes you different. Yeah. You go to a restaurant, some of the what called the waitress, how they serve, how they talk to you. It's extremely pleasant, you know. They sob so well, they're so pleasant, they smile, you know. So like that, you're looking as a business, of course, then that's the best way to do. You bring all the customer to your restaurant because how you serve the other. Yeah? So like that. Then of course, we as a Buddhist, of course, we have so much committed refuge. Not a sentient being, taking Bodhisattva vows, wow. The answer to that, taking tantric vow, you know, making so much promise in front of gurus, buddhas, yeah, all mother sentient beings. Huh? But in the reality, of course, even one sentient being, you cannot tahan. No? Then it's, what I'm saying is that, of course, we really need to think deeply. Of course, you all learn so much, yeah, but we really need to think, you know, how to, how to behave ourselves, you know. So then, of course, then it's amazing, of course, then, of course, nobody to blame, you know. So you become that I was mentioning one time in the Chinese class, you become like compassionate Buddha. You know? Really, once you behave well, you talk nicely, your manner, very pleasant. You are little compassionate Buddha. What they are different. So everybody love you, you will carry you. Less problem. Yeah? So it's, I mean, important, you know. Sometimes, I don't know, we learn so much, you know, this topic, that topic, this topic, this and that, we know so many dharma, knowledge, but action, or action is zero, you know. That's one pressing, knowing everything, but don't know one thing. There's some kind of, Kadama master says something like that. You know everything, but don't know one thing. You know, so like that. So therefore important, you know? We learn as a this poor mindfulness. Yeah? So, same time, how to be mindful, you know, body, speech, mind, you know? Always remembering that. Really important. So, Otukshini. Okay, I don't know. Huh? Talk so much? Otukshini, Jadon,
So as it is mentioned in the Lamrim, yeah, of all the awareness or recognitions, yeah, I mean so many things you can be aware of or recognize, right, the best supreme attitude or recognition or awareness is that of death and impermanence, yeah. So if we are, we can remember that, you know, in the back of our mind all the time, you know, that we are definitely going to die, you know, and the time of death is who knows when, you know, then that attitude, that remembrance and awareness is said to be the best of all the awarenesses.
Yeah.
So the Kadamba masters had a saying, right? We know 100 things, but we missed out one thing. So that one thing is death and impermanence. So because of not remembering, not so much not knowing, but not remembering, bringing to mind death and impermanence. Yeah. Then, because of not remembering, you know, death and impermanence, you know, then we are like a person who actually doesn't know everything. Although we know 100 other things, you know, but if we don't know death, don't remember death, then it's no different. It's pretty much the same as not knowing the other 100 things. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Then, there are for some whose minds are always very busy, you know, just thinking about stuff, this and that, you know, just very messy. So, literally, we say if you have a lot of discursive thoughts, right? Then it is the recommended antidote is mindfulness on the breathing, isn't it? Breathing, yeah. breathing meditation. So I think I might mention this in the next class. I think there are about six points regards to the meditation for counteracting discursiveness. Yeah. So this is found in the auto commentary to the Abhidhamma Kosha. So in the current day what we call Theravadan tradition, right? Or in the Stavira, yeah. This school, one of the sub schools or the Hinayana sub schools, yeah. Which is basically what you find in the Pali canon these days, yeah. I mean this is the meaning translation, yeah, okay? There's a in the sutras, a lot of which are not available in the Tibetan edition, but in those the Pali canon, there's a lot of explanation on how to cultivate mindfulness in daily activities like while walking, sitting, you know, lying down, eating, and so forth. I mean, busy daily behavior. There's also a lot of explanation apparently on the mindfulness on the breathing, yeah. Talk about this in the next lesson, perhaps because you might find it useful for your own reflections, and as I explain, if you can also kind of think about it as I go along, then perhaps it might be useful, so yeah.
Okay, I think that's all today. Huh? Okie dokie.
Today's Tuesday, right? My Thursday. Homework, yeah. So we talked about what you call that? The four close placement of mindfulness, right? And how? So you think about how in meditation on the four close placement of mindfulness. Through that, how we enter into the Four Noble Truths, yeah. Right. So that's the question, yeah. And the second part is in particular how we call it the close placement of mindfulness of the mind. Leads us into entering the true cessation, yeah. Yeah, leads us into engaging with true cessation, right? So that's the second way, yeah.
Today's top of the shito, toxin, that's a sosoga, take some of Tangsiani. Today's lamna yagatus. Today's lamna tata talk to say there are some so you know about it.
Yeah, so the thing this one is okay, is challenging, but you think about it, see if you have any opinions, yeah, like. Or if you think that, if I think about this close placement of mindfulness of mind in this way, And because of that, then that's how, you know, we can engage the true cessation, you know. So if you have an opinion thinking that, oh, maybe this way of thinking is good, and then, yeah, that would go there.
Anyway, the idea is better explanation. About a better explanation from you. And the topic number 3, mindfulness and mind. How they lead into the understand true cessation. Maybe if you think maybe you might have better idea, I don't know. That day I talk, but I'm not sure I'm talking also. Whether that makes sense, I don't know. I'm not competent myself what I said, no. Have to say something, that's what I say. I'm not really competent what I'm saying on that also. Not like 100% discorrect, you know, so I didn't get that. Okay, stop here, yeah.
Okay, the usual.